بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned regarding the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is that being who has true knowledge of the unseen, exclusive knowledge of the unseen, to the extent that no leaf falls from any tree except that it is contained within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows the movement of whatever is contained within the skies, the earth, the land, the seas. Allah has complete and exclusive knowledge of everything that takes place in the entire world. And nobody else has this type of knowledge besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with this, we also had discussed regarding the soul of a person being taken away from his body at the time of going to sleep. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. Allah takes away the souls of every person when he passes away. And those who do not pass away but merely go to sleep, Allah takes away their soul as well temporarily. And the soul is then restored and returned to the body prior to the person waking up. And as we had mentioned yesterday, the lesson behind all of this is to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supremacy, Allah's authority, Allah being in control. Now further highlighting this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He is the supreme being, Al-Qahir. He is that being who is in control. Al-Qahir means that Allah is in control, nobody can control him. Allah is in authority, nobody has authority over him. Allah is dominant, nobody can dominate him. فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. And he is above his slaves. And here one important point for us to take note of, when we speak about Allah being above his slaves, it is part of our aqidah, our belief, and this is mentioned in all of the books of aqidah as well, that we do not attribute or assign any physical place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although we say Allah is above his slaves, what is meant is in control, in authority, in power, in supremacy. Allah is above us, Allah has control over us, authority over us. But we do not ascribe any physical place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is beyond this. Allah is not restricted to time, to space. These are all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظًا. And He sends over you حَفَظًا, protecting angels or guardians. Here what is referred to as حَفَظًا refers to those angels who are deputized to protect insan, to look after insan, or to look after the actions of insan, as we read in the 30th juz, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deputized over each person those angels who are required to look after the actions of insan. What is meant by looking after the actions is to record every action that a person does, good deeds, evil deeds. And these angels, this is their sole duty, to record the deeds of insan. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. When death comes to any one of you, تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. Allah says, then our angels will take away his soul, and they will not fall short in this. In other words, they will not make a mistake, they will not be incapable of taking the soul of any person when it is his time to leave this world. So these are a second group of angels. One is the حَفَظَة, the protecting angels, the guardian angels, so to say, who are recording the actions of insan. And then this group that is spoken about, rusuluna, our messengers, in other words, those angels who are deputized to take away the souls of insan. So they will not fall short, they will carry out their task. And what does this then result in? The culmination of everything, thumma ruddu ila Allahi mawlahum al-haq. Allah says, then they will be returned to Allah, who is their true protector, their true guardian. In other words, the souls will then return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will now be in control. Allah says, listen, this word Allah is what is known in Arabic as harfu tanbih, a particle or a phrase that is used to draw or to catch a person's attention. That listen attentively, understand what is going to be said. Lahul hukmu wa huwa asra'ul hasibin. All judgment, all control, all authority will belong to Allah. And He is swift in taking account. Swift in taking account, here ulama explain that this does not mean, one is if a person says Allah is swift in taking account, or Allah is swift in punishing, it could be one meaning, one possible meaning, is that the moment a person does something wrong, breaks the command of Allah, then very swiftly, very quickly Allah will take him to task. This of course is not meant, because as we read in different verses, when a person transgresses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him respite, Allah gives him a chance, Allah allows him to make tawbah, etc. But what is meant by Allah being swift in taking account, or swift in punishing, is that on the day of Qiyamah, when it is now time for a person's hisab to be taken, then this will not be a very long and drawn out process. In this world, a person is convicted or he is guilty of some crime, and the court case or the proceedings begin in court, then a person still has that hope that maybe this case will drag on for a few years and I'll still be able to live freely for these few years until I am proven guilty. And then as time passes, perhaps the docket will be lost, or the prosecutor will forget about the case and I will be able to get away. But this is not the case in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once proceedings begin, once the day of Qiyamah begins, and a person's hisab and account is started, then this will be completed very quickly, very swiftly. In other words, a person will not be able to escape the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this entire last page or page and a half, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about His power, His authority, His control. And as we mentioned previously, the Makki surahs, those surahs revealed prior to Hijrah, or the verses that were revealed prior to the Hijrah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is to make the mindset of the people, for the Quraysh in particular, and for those who will come after, to understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? That we will return to Allah. It does not make sense logically to disobey and to transgress against a being who has knowledge of you, who is in control of you, who has the power, the ability to punish you. Rather, logic would demand that you should obey this being, you should become subservient to him, you should follow his commands, because you will have to stand before him and give account for your life. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.